Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled Seduction of the Innocent. Because the truth of the matter is that no one, not even pinks and normals, want to be bad. A lot of folks out there think criminals were always criminals, that they were somehow born with criminal genes and grew up from baby criminals into adult criminals. They were always murderers, rapists, and thieves. But it wasn't until they were fully grown that they could carry out their evil impulses. Would that life were so simple. It would be just like the movies, where good guys wear white hats and bad guys wear black. Then it would be easy to separate the good, the bad, and the bobbies. But alas, reality is more complicated than that. As hard as it is to believe, even the most evil people in the world were at one time innocent. They were once good people, back before they were seduced by the conspiracy and corrupted by its evil. You see, the conspiracy is wise and patient. It knows the journey to hell begins with a single footstep. And that's how it gets you. One little step at a time. Take, for example, say Dr. Joseph Mengele. He didn't always experiment on prisoners. When he was a child, he was a good kid. Cute, friendly, nice to his dog. But one day, that dog bit him and made young Joseph angry. Days later, when they found the dog's dissected corpse, no one suspected Joseph because he was so upset about losing his best friend, all he could do was cry. Now, it might have stopped there, but instead of punishing him, his parents did the worst possible thing they could. They rewarded him with, you guessed it, another dog. And so began a slow but steady career in medieval medicine. Richard Nixon, he wasn't always a lying politician. Like so many other politicians, he originally got involved in politics because he sincerely wanted to make the world a better place. But one day, maybe it was running for school board, he got frustrated about being last place and he said something nasty about the candidate in the lead. It made headlines. He didn't mean for it to become the pivotal issue in the campaign, but it did. The next thing you know, instead of losing the election, he won by a landslide. And from there on out, it was down Capitol Hill all the way. O.J. Simpson. He didn't always beat up defenseless women. At one time, he actually loved his wife, and she loved him. But somewhere along the line, his acting career started slumping, his football fame started fading, and the money wasn't coming in like it was before. He took out his frustrations by pounding her face in. And what happened? He not only weaseled out of it in court, but she went back to him. And the rest, as they say, is history. Three different people, so different and yet so similar. Mengele, the doctor who was the top of his class, the award-winning physician that everyone admired for his brilliance, became the angel of death that everyone feared. Nixon, the successful politician who was elected leader not once, but twice. He went from being the most powerful man in America to the only president ever forced to resign. And since. The football superstar went from being rich and famous to being more rich and more famous and free as a... Well, maybe that's not a good example. But the point is, all these people were at one time good, respected individuals that everyone admired and loved. But look at them now. Dark shadows of their former greatness. Names that will forever be spat out, not pronounced. And they'll be remembered as villains instead of heroes for centuries to come. Not a single one of them ever admitted guilt. They all said it was lies. They were innocent. There was a conspiracy out to destroy them. A wise man once said, even the biggest lie contains a little truth. There is a conspiracy, but it's not out to get just them. It's out to get anyone who will let themselves be taken. The conspiracy doesn't care about quality. It wants quantity. It's like a frat boy bragging about his sexual conquests. The more, the merrier. And like most frat boys, the conspiracy doesn't rape anyone. That would be illegal. Instead, They seduce them, slowly, methodically, step by step. Think about those big house parties, how clever they were. First, they distract you with loud music and dancing. Then they lower your resistance with free beer. Eye contact is made, a little flirting, a few suggestive remarks. Pretty soon, you're touching one another, and before you know it, you're in bed, bare-assed, with a conspiracy on top of you. Most of us think this only happens to other people. After all, why would the conspiracy want us? We're not that attractive. We're certainly not important. My friends, they want you because they're greedy bastards who don't want anyone else to have you, especially Bob Dobbs. You are important because you're important to Bob. Old JR could care less about presidents or football stars. He wants you on his pleasure saucer come X day. Unfortunately, the more he likes you, the more the conspiracy despises you. That's why they won't sleep, rest, or relax until they destroy your honor. Do not let them do it. Don't become a conspiracy whore. Resist their advances. Scorn their touch. They don't care about you. They only want to use you. There is only one true love in your life, and his name is J.R. Bob Dobbs. Accept him into your body, your mind, your soul. You'll not only have orgasms of slack, my friends, but you'll respect yourself in the morning. Save your soul and your reputation by saving yourself for Dobbs. No one likes to wait. I don't. You don't. Bob doesn't. But believe me, once you've felt his slack, you ain't ever going back. Hearing the word of Bob, praise Bob. Amen.